A Wellington man who murdered a woman before sexually assaulting her young daughter has been described as a sexual deviant with a dysfunctional personality as he was sentenced to life in prison. Joseph William Boughton, who is 31 years old, carried out the attack at a Karori home in April. He was today sentenced to life in jail with a minimum non-parole period of 19 years. Jonathan Mitchell was at the High Court in Wellington, and a warning, his report does contain some disturbing details.
Boughton attacked both the girl and her mother with a mallet and then sexually assaulted the 12-year-old while her mother lay dying nearby. The whole ordeal lasted about 18 hours. In court today, Justice France said Boughton had no previous offences.
By the time of the offending, he was largely estranged from his family, was living in a sleepout. He was no longer in paid employment but was doing some online trading. He has a history of depression and appears in the weeks leading up to the offending to have become increasingly isolated.
Boughton's defence lawyer, Elizabeth Hall, told the court her client is remorseful and accepts irreparable damage has been done to the victim's family and community.
The psychiatric and psychological material that you have before you, sir, does place some context around how he may seem when trying to discuss what he's done. An emotional blankness, a personality dysfunction with some autistic characteristics that mean that he may not seem empathetic and may not seem remorseful.
However, Crown Solicitor Grant Burston described Boughton's crimes as cruel and callous. He also pointed out the high risk of repeat sexual offending.
The psychiatrist Dr. Barry Walsh's report is to the effect that considerable concern has to be expressed for the possibility of Mr. Boughton engaging again in similar behaviour were he to be released.
But Justice France questioned whether Boughton was actually remorseful for the horrific crimes. He acknowledged the victim's family and daughter.
It is too early to say what the long-term impacts will be on the young girl who has a plate in her head and damage to sight and hearing. The emotional impact of what she has been through will undoubtedly be great, as it is, of course, for the deceased's husband and other members of the family.
Outside court, the police read a statement on behalf of the murdered woman's husband and father to the 12-year-old victim.
The crimes that occurred to our family were horrific. What happened to my daughter was a horrendous crime, but the murder of my wife is numbingly awful. All life is precious, but she was a very special person. Her death was a great loss to society. Our grief for her loss is always there and deep. My daughter is still recovering, and miraculously, the prognosis is good.
Boughton was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum non-parole period of 19 years for the murder and to preventive detention, a sentence which has no set end for the sexual assault. Justice France ordered for Boughton's name to be placed on the Child Sex Offenders Register and for the mallet to be destroyed. In Wellington, for Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.